What is good? Welcome back to another episode of the Black Nerd Talk, where I, your Black Nerd Renegade X, will talk about things going on in the gaming industry, gaming news, and etc. So in this episode, I will be talking about the Baldur's Gate 3 controversy, the new character, or the latest character on Overwatch 2, and the latest character in Paladins. So let's get to it. First topic, Baldur's Gate 3 controversy. What is Baldur's Gate 3? Baldur's Gate 3 is an RPG game created by Larian Studios to where you can create your own character. It's based off of the tabletop game Dungeons & Dragons. It's been getting a lot of hate because it's a game that works properly, has a lot of care and effort put in it, and doesn't have predatory monetization in it. And plus, it does not have this woke crap that you see everywhere now. So, in other words, the reason that these other gaming companies, devs and etc. are hating on it because it is not this new gaming standard to where a game is a unfinished buggy mess with a bunch of predatory microtransactions. These other gaming companies and developers and all that stuff are seeing Baldur's Gate 3 and the studio as essentially outcast. They're basically saying,
they're not putting any predatory monetization in it. They're not putting the least amount of effort to get the most amount of money. They're not trying to please the shareholders. They're listening to the consumers. Ha! What losers.
If I remember correctly from the videos that I saw about the Baldur's Gate 3 controversy, there was some gaming executives that said something to the effect of Baldur's Gate 3 should not be the new standards for games. The consumers should always have low expectations, and it takes a whole bunch of resources and time to make a game like Baldur's Gate 3 and etc. My thing to that is, I know not every game has to be like Baldur's Gate 3. But the issue with modern gaming today is the games are rushed, unfinished, buggy products, and a majority of these gaming companies put a bunch of predatory monetization in it. And then slowly fix the game up and put the missing features in it if 9 times out of 10 they ain't selling the missing features to you. And what I mean by the large majority of these gaming companies, I mean the AAA companies such as Nintendo, Ubisoft, EA. That is who I'm talking about. So they are doing all these things just to please the shareholders, to please the investors. And yes, I understand it will take more resources and time and all that stuff, but the standard that this gaming executive is against, that was the standard back in the day for video games. Talking about we the consumer should not have high expectations. Trust me, right now our expectations are low. We expect a new game to be unfinished, buggy, have predatory monetizations, microtransactions, and etc. Like we expected at this point, honestly, it's like what Kratos said. Keep your expectations low, and you will never be disappointed. Alrighty, on to the next topic. Overwatch 2. The new character, Iari. For those that don't know, Overwatch 2 has the latest character out, Iari, who is a Peruvian woman who wields the power of the sun. Her backstory is she's been able to wield the power of the sun when she was younger, I believe. She was trying to master the power and woke up and accidentally killed all her fellow tribemen. So now she's the last member of her clan. She is a support. She uses a healing beam as her primary fire. She can shoot a charged beam which does 75 damage if max charged. And the charging is automatic, by the way, so whenever you're in battle, you just gotta be still and then you'll see like two transparent white bars fill up all the way. When it's all the way, you can go ahead and shoot and it will do 75 damage on the body. For the headshot, I am not sure about the multiplier of the headshot damage she does. She has a healing turret, which is called a pylon. That's what she calls it, by the way. Her ult is she can throw an energy ball onto her enemies, and these enemies will have these little sun spores or whatever they are, little balls of energy, which you can shoot and cause a chain reaction of explosions. Now, when I used her, I found her kit pretty fun. Recently, she has been nerfed, but she is still good. And yes, I have played the PBE invasion missions. To quickly summarize it, I give it a 6 out of 10. Because yes, the story and stuff does interest me. It does have some interesting elements, such as Gothenburg having the Titan shoot the missiles from the background to the foreground and stuff. I found that pretty cool. I like how Torb has these different turrets, such as the freeze turret, the knockback turret. Toronto is pretty cool. I like the whole map design, running through the whole city, through the subway and all that stuff. It's the first mission. Rio de Janeiro, that is just basically what they showed us in BlizzCon, I believe, for the early builds of PB. Map looks cool, stage destruction going on. Now, forgot one more thing. The free invasion missions, the event missions. Basically, you're just fighting No Sector through King's Row. That's basically what it is. And it has different modifiers that had unlocked throughout the event, such as random missile drops coming from the sky. You gotta stand in a spot to get your ult charge, or the game just randomly swaps your hero, stuff like that. But my issue with the PBE is the lack of replayability. In these missions, you are stuck with a set amount of heroes that you can use. For example, Gothenburg, it is Ron, Torb, Brigitte, and Bastion. None of these invasion missions have a all heroes mode. Because if there was a all heroes mode, it would have added variety to it, some replayability to it. But other than that, I believe we should not be paying for these PvE missions. That's just my personal opinion. Especially if there's not going to be any replayability, really. They're really just something that you can just do every now and then. In case you're sick of ranked and all that stuff, or you just, you know, I feel like fighting no sector and stuff like that. But that's the news about Overwatch 2 right there. On to the next topic. Paladins. Omen. Yes, the latest character for Paladins, Omen. He is basically a DPS Genos. I'ma summarize his backstory. He tried to follow Genos' path. What he found was disappointment. So he deleted himself by throwing himself in lava. Nyx brought him back to life, corrupted him, and now he hates Genos. That is basically his backstory. So his primary fire is a mixture of a shotgun and a rifle. The first few shots spread like a shotgun, but slowly tighten and turn into slug shots, and the shots are able to reach out further. His first ability is basically Genos' lift, but he throws them forward after a certain period of time. His second ability is him spawning a small pool of darkness that poisons air, slows the enemy down. His third ability is a dash to where he leaves trails of darkness. And if the enemy steps into his trail, it will damage them. His ult is basically Corvus's ult, but smaller and does a lot more damage. I have used them numerous times and I ain't gonna lie, I got bored using him. To me, he feels very niche. He's not a character that I would use often. Unless they adjust him to the point to where I might use him often. So, high-res may end up making more clones of the characters in the game in the future. So, basically, they are here about to pull a, for those that play Smash Brothers, y'all familiar with the, they used to be called clones, but now they are called Echo Fighters. For example, Peach and Daisy, same movesets, really. Just may have some different properties on some of their moves. So, another example. Marth and Lucina, another Echo Fighter, so we about to just have a bunch of Echo Champions and our Paladins, probably. So we're gonna have a character that's the Echo character of Rom. So instead of him running like Rom and stuff, he's just gonna walk slow and menacing, has damage reduction while he is walking. And one more thing before I end this topic. Horrors, when is y'all gonna release this 2021 season pass chest? I'm trying to get this Iced Out Sati skin. I'm past ready to get that skin. Y'all need to hurry up and release that chest. Come on now. But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of the Black Nerd Talk Podcast. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch y'all next time.